Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And it's been really fun having the original Gunsmiths back together again. They got the band back together.
That's right.
It's Gunsmith 1, Gunsmith 2. It's John and Jacob Smith. They are the Gunsmiths. We're going to talk a little bit about bump stocks today. I believe they just back from Diamond Jims.
Diamond Jims?
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Oddly enough, is the sponsor of this segment.
Oh, no kidding.
Right. Wow, what a coincidence.
We spent a couple days this week at Diamond Jim.
We did.
A lot done. And it keeps us going down the road straight and, you know, accurately.
Smooth. Fixes your tires, fixes my whatever's wrong.
You got all kinds of stuff wrong with your car.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say it fixes whatever's wrong.
No.
It's not like they do kidneys and transplants.
They're not marriage therapists.
Yeah.
But...
Wait a minute. What are you telling us?
Well, they could be. I don't know.
Sometimes it just takes a little time away, and you can spend it over there.
But you know, right. So being at Diamond Jim's is kind of like meeting at the family diner in your hometown. We're in there, and Tim Look shows up from what's his name? Frozen in Time Treasures.
He was one of the original Tamigos.
He was, yeah.
And the three Tamigos, Jake.
I remember that.
Yeah. And we all go to church together and stuff, so we have a lot of fun there. So it's a lot of fun. But it is Saturday, the 23rd day of May already. It is, what is this? Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's a long weekend. It's kind of the kickoff of summer. It doesn't feel like it today, but
really?
It's no.
You
know, we had hotter weather earlier in the week, but you know, it's spring. It's Michigan.
But it's Memorial Day weekends. Now you can plant your gardens. Hopefully,
yeah.
I mean, there might be frost coming up further up north. But
you never know. We almost got it Thursday morning. It was cold. It was 39 degrees at my house Thursday morning, and that's pretty chilly. I was looking at my brand new plants. I was like, I think they made it. But anyways, glad to be here talking about guns today on this beautiful Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. So. This is the Gunsmith Show, of course. We bring you accurate reporting every week on what we see in the gun news, what's going on. We try to bring you up to date on a little bit of the legislation and laws and such. But what I didn't tell you was how to get a hold of Diamond Jims. 810-743-4210. You can always link to them right on my website, which is thegss.com, and links right to them. You'll have all their information right there. Call them Monday morning and Tuesday morning this week.
Tuesday.
Make your appointment and get in there and get your car fixed. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Jacob, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're doing good.
There's no place else I'd rather be on a Saturday morning.
There you go. There you go. Well, maybe Manistee.
I mean, but it's not hunting season yet.
True.
When it comes to hunting season, we might have to pre-record.
No. You hunt on Fridays. Do radio on Saturdays.
We'll figure that out when the time comes.
All right. So this segment, we want to talk a little bit about bump stocks, because there's a lot to talk about with bump stocks.
There are, and there's kind of a storied history of bump stocks.
A bit of a love-hate there, you know.
But, you know, the first thing is, what is a bump stock?
All right?
That's the biggest thing. What is a bump stock? Do you drop it and it's got a bump and a nick in it? No, that's that's a damaged stock.
Yeah.
So, to understand what a bump stock does, it's helpful to know what a bump fire is. And bump firing is a process, more of a result, not necessarily always the device. This is a technique or a product that enables a semi-automatic firearm to shoot faster, rapidly. It's not fully auto. It just shoots it rapidly. You still have to pull the trigger each time. That's bump firing. Bump firing involves handling and moving a semi-automatic firearm in a way that the natural recoil of the gun pushes the gun forward against a stationary trigger finger. So if you were to put one hand on the front of the gun, pull the trigger and pull it the right hand, the natural recoil of the gun's going to make the trigger go off.
Right. You guys, you and Tommy used to do that when you were young. When I took you out shooting AR-15s,
yeah,
you guys would stick your thumbs.
Tommy would lock his thumb through his belt loop.
Through his belt loop and
pull the gun forward.
And then just fire and fire and fire. Just kept firing. And I was like, okay, you showed me how good that works, son. You can stop now because I'm the one reloading all the ammunition and filling it up.
Yeah, exactly. But, and that's basically all you're doing.
You're just shooting a lot of bullets fast. If that's your want, you know, feel free to do it,
You've
got to
be able to
You got to be able to afford the ammo and safely fire. That's exactly the main thing. I hate to see these people. I see these videos. I'm barraged with these videos of people with these
FRT triggers
and all these things that shoot guns fast. I'm like, why? I don't understand. Be good with one shot. Rather than spraying,
it's the spray and pray technique.
And
right?
I literally hate that. I hate it. It's just not my genre. It's not what I want to do. I'd rather have one accurate shot doing exactly what I need the bullet to do than spray 32 in 1.5 seconds. So, but that's me. That's me.
They can't, they don't fire that fast, do they, with bump stock 32 in 1.5 seconds?
No, but they'll do like.
It empties the magazine very, very quickly.
It empties the magazine, like a 30 round magazine will be empty in 4 seconds. Mm. So they go pretty quick.
Yeah.
Now, the fire that you heard from that shooting in Vegas.
That they said was a bump stock.
Yeah, those were supposed to be bump stocks. He was shooting supposedly from tripods.
Does the CIA use bump stocks?
The who?
The CIA?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You're talking about the Las Vegas shooting, so I was just asking. So
it's hard to tell who did that shooting. Well, anyways. Because when they kill all the witnesses, that's how the CIA usually does things, isn't it? Clean up loose ends?
So
now we'll have clicks and beeps on our phones from.
The evidence showed in the Las Vegas shooting in 2017 that bump stocks were what that guy used from the whatever floor of the hotel.
Yeah.
So after that, there was a whole bunch of pressure, and they basically banned them.
Didn't take very long for the ban to go into place.
No. Now, bump stocks, though, is a stock attached to your firearm that does what your finger does. Okay?
Right.
If that kind of makes sense. The stock will hold the trigger so that when you fire, the recoil of the gun activates the stock, and it keeps the trigger pulled back.
You know what worries me about that, and it always has. Every time you have one of these devices attached to a gun, what if you set the gun down and it goes off?
Well,
and then it sits there bouncing like a pogo stick going off, you know? So I don't like any device. I like my finger to be the only device on my trigger. You know what I mean? So I like good triggers. Like you helped me put an AR together this week, and you felt the trigger on that 50 Beowulf.
Yep.
And you just looked at me and said, "Oh, Dad, you know that's a good trigger. Yeah, 2.5 pound trigger, you know, makes for a accurate shot." And
and a lot of people have bump stocks. A lot of people don't want bump stocks. So it's a torn conversation. It really is.
Kind of like having a fast car or having an electric car, you know.
Yeah, you're never going to get 100% of people to agree with it.
Right.
So 2017, the Trump administration banned. They did a massive push and they banned. Bump stocks.
Yep.
Now, in 2024, the Supreme Court ruled that semi-automatic rifles were not classified as machine guns under the National Firearms Act.
Right.
So there's been a little bit of a clarification. Last week, the new director of the ATF, who has done a lot of work to restore gun rights to a lot of things that were previously nullified or taken away, they have clarified the National Firearms Act to make sure that it's clarified with their new ruling that the definition of machine gun has been modified, and there are two sentences of the National Firearms Act that have been removed that included bump stocks.
Yeah.
So for all of you that want to get a bump stock, now they are legal again here.
Yeah.
However, these are still outlawed in 17 states.
Yeah, I could probably name them off the top of my head.
There was actually a fair amount that I wasn't expecting.
And if you look at this whole thing, one of the most important things you just said is we have a new director of the ATF.
Yes.
Now, the new director has said, and it's so clear in his speech, that every one of the ATF directors that have been appointed for years have been anti-gun.
Which, maybe they've been pro-tobacco and alcohol.
But that's maybe, or spend too much time with both. But it's kind of like saying, I'm going to have the guy that runs the Fish and Game Department be only a catch and release person.
Well, I mean, you know? Michigan does that anyway. They have anti-hunters running these things.
And that's very true. It happens a lot. But there's got to be some good people in there. But we have dear friends from the show that work for the DNR. And they've told us horror stories about what happens at DNR meetings. It's about legal mumbo jumbo, not about what's right for the hunters or what's right scientifically for Michigan.
Right.
It's what's best for the legal part of it. So, and hopefully this will get better. Hopefully this will get better with the new ATF director. Looks good so far.
Hopefully. And this is just one of the things. And I know bump stocks, like I said, have been kind of always a huge topic of a lot of conversations.
Yeah, you've never seen me have any interest in them. I've never seen you have any interest.
I don't want one. I mean, nope. One, ammo's expensive, whether you're reloading it or you're buying it bulk.
Yeah.
It's now, if I had a 22, and you know, 22 is still 7 to 10 cents around, but still you're blowing through a lot of ammo for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and like you said, John, I mean, you maintain control. You know, it's you want the only thing to pull the trigger be your finger.
Exactly. So,
I
mean,
well, and that's one of the big things I put on here is remember when you whoever pulls that trigger, it's your gun, whether it's the stock or your finger. You own that
bullet.
You're
responsible for it.
You are responsible. So when that final shot, you're angled up at 35 degrees and you're missing the berm you're shooting at.
Yeah.
That 223 bullet's gonna hit something a long way away.
Yep. And that's just not my style of shooting.
Now, if you are interested in these, there's a lot of brands that make them.
Yeah.
Slide Fire is one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Prices start around $75. They go up to about $200, depending on different models. And they're available online in different stores and stuff.
Sure.
So Michigan is one of the states where they have not been banned yet at a state level. So it is an interesting topic. And if you want one, or if you have one and have a great tale to tell about us, email us shooter@thegss.com or comment on our Facebook page or send us a message at the Gunsmith Show on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, so, we got in the next segment, we're going to be talking about a cool new gun.
And we're going to draw.
What's the new gun?
It's a lever action.
Ooh.
Lever action. It's not a bump fire lever action.
It's not your cowboy lever action, though. This is different.
Okay. A little more Terminator looking.
And we're going to do our drawing for our Stanley Cup.
That's right.
Oh. All right.
So there's
lots to come. Keep it right here. It's the Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. More Gunsmiths after this.